26th parak of Caleb, 9th Mishnah, Ol Shuhu Tami Midras. You have a piece of leather, like a mat, a leather mat, which is Tami Midras because people lay down on it. And then he decided he wants to cut it into strips or straps for shoes. Kibun Shandosan Baz is no Taha. Once he started cutting it with a knife, it's tough. The tension alone is not enough, but once he starts cutting it, it's tough even though he didn't finish all the cutting. That's what he was opinion. Chachamim holds that you have to make it smaller than five tefachim. Even though you started cutting it with the, and your intent now is to make it into straps, but since there's a reason, a large enough part remaining one can sit on, Chachamim holds it still, that piece is still in the mekabel tum until you cut into pieces that are less than five tefachim. Rabbi Elazar of Sadeh going me'afa isa mitpachas min ha'ol tzemeya. And our case is Tahoya. Yeah, this person who makes his pachas and pachas and kerchief from ours to Meya, because sometimes he used to sit on it also. But our case is Tahoya. Case is like a mattress, it's made of metal, which is Tami Midras. So. If you took this kesis, which is a whole mattress, and cut it up to pieces, even though he's planning to use those pieces for something which will be mekabel tuma, but it's still tar, because if you take kli A and you break him to pieces, and the pieces will be a kli, the kli B, mm-hmm. It still loses its initial tuma, because the initial tuma is only as much as the original kli remained intact. So if you have a situation that was a kli in the beginning, kli then, the fact that you cut it, broke it, changed it, or be retired.